Galdar.
Our tour through Galdar's old district will last approximately 1 hour. But before starting it, I would like to say a few words about the history of the place. History. When the Castilians arrived in 1483, Galdar was the heart of the largest Aboriginal population and the residence of the Guanarteme monarchs, as well as the meeting place of the Great Council of Nobles. The last king, Tenesor Semidan, or Fernando Guanarteme, this last name being given to him upon his christening, had a crucial role in the conquest. The conquest chronicles tell that the Agaldar settlement lost all its inhabitants when the first resistance members and territorial leaders fell and were executed by the invaders. The Castilians captured Guanarteme with his family and other nobles in a cave and took him to the court of the Catholic monarchs, where he accepted Christianity. He then returned to the island, having signed a pact with the Castilians that gave him and his relatives special benefits and freed all the Canarians from slavery. After the conquest, Agaldar became known as the Villa de Santiago de los Caballeros de Galdar, under the patronage of the Apostle Santiago, an important religious centre and one of the administrative pillars of Gran Canaria, together with El Real de las Palmas, the capital, and Telde. In 1812, Galdar welcomed the High Court of Justice of the Canary Islands and became a judicial district, as its population increased significantly. In the 20th century, Galdar based its economic wealth on agriculture and cattle raising. Bananas, tomatoes, and ornamental flowers, which mark its scenery from the coastline to the mountains. And after this historical introduction, we will now begin our tour through the old district of the town of Galdar. Galdar's Old District. A tour along the streets of the old district of Galdar brings us to the epicenter of the island's ancient history. No other place is better to understand the way of life of the Aborigines and the social development that took place after the conquest. The intercultural blending becomes quite clear here. We can appreciate the way both cultures coexisted and how the Castilian civilization permeated even the local habitat, which became evident in the crossbreeding that led to a new society. Nothing better than to begin by walking through the old district of Galdar, starting from the Santiago de los Caballeros Square, declared a historical artistic monument in 1981, together with its surroundings. I will wait for you there. Santiago Square. The construction of this enclave marked the beginning of the neoclassical architecture in the archipelago. The Santiago Square, with its typical monkey puzzles and ficus that grow along the promenade surrounding the romantic quarry stone fountain, represents a meeting place for the neighbours. Its present appearance dates back to the second half of the 19th century, although the enclosure is older. Its quarry stone square columns, on which rests a palisade built in iron stakes, outlines the plaza. Thursday is the perfect day to visit it, as there is a local market. And now, take a look at the front section of the square, between Fernando Guanarteme and Reyes Católicos streets. There, you will find the most remarkable building in the area, the Santiago de los Caballeros Temple. Santiago de los Caballeros Temple. Built over the ancient palace of the Guanartemes, as from 1778, it is the first neoclassical construction in the Canary Islands. It stands out especially for its monumental facade, built in golden stone from the Galdar quarries, as well as its large interior distributed into 3 aisles and 15 oratories. The temple is open Mondays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 6 to 8 p.m. and on Sundays from 9 a.m. It holds true artistic treasures, including the Pila Verde, the green font, in which, according to tradition, the Canarian Aborigines were christened, and the imagery of the civilian, Cuban, and Canarian schools, especially the Immaculate Conception, the Lady of Pains, and Our Lady of the Incarnation, all by sculptor Luján Pérez. The temple also holds a magnificent German organ, dating back to the early 20th century. Now, you may enjoy the interior of this remarkable building. I will wait for you a few steps outside the temple, next to the consistorial houses. Consistorial houses. In the same path, to one side of the square, we will find the consistorial houses, also in neoclassical style. The building was erected in the 18th century using stone and wood and guards the town standard. Its inner yard holds a 100-year-old dragon tree, already mentioned in historical documents from 1718, as well as a collection of stones sculptured by the local artist Juan Borges Linares. The building is the seat of the Tourist Information Office. Just in case you wish to gather further information on the municipality of Galdar or the island of Gran Canaria. Municipal Theatre. Our tour will now continue along Tagoror Street, at the back of the consistorial houses. There, you will see yet another monumental building, the Municipal Theatre, dating back from 1912, although its history goes further back, towards 1847. The Galdar Casino. On the same street, but in the opposite direction, once we leave behind the square and reach Capitán Quesada, we will find the casino at number 3 of this street. Founded in 1847, it stands in an elegant building from the early 20th century. If we take a left turn from this building, we will reach Antonio Padrón Street, and then, taking a right turn, we will encounter the Antonio Padrón House Museum at the crossroads with Drago Street. I can assure you, you will not remain indifferent to the work of this artist. Antonio Padrón House Museum. Mondays through Fridays, this museum offers many samples of the indigenous style paintings of this local artist. Take your time to visit it. I will wait for you in Capitán Quesada Street to further move on to the following part of our tour. Municipal Market. We will continue our tour through Galdar by visiting the Recova, or Municipal Market, walking by its stalls, discovering products, smells and tastes so typical of these latitudes, and enjoying the artistic mural and sculptures at the entrance that portray the hard work of the men and women of the land. All this is certainly worth our time. On this same street, but now towards Santiago Square, we will reach Los Faicanes Square. Plaza de los Faicanes. Its center point is a large bronze seal, used by the Aborigines to mark their belongings and as a family seal, and which has now become a symbol of Canarian identity. Next to it, the Heredad de Aguas building, from which irrigation water was distributed, and whose premises also served as a temporary exhibition hall. In front of this building, we may appreciate a sculpture by local artist Juan Borges Linares in memory of Tenesor Semidan, the last Guanarteme of Gran Canaria. Our tour has now come to an end, but let us not miss the Galdar Painted Cave Museum and Archaeological Park, which we may reach by going down Arimaguadas and Tagoror streets. Will you follow me? Galdar Painted Cave Museum and Archaeological Park. The cave, discovered in 1873, is a large chamber excavated in the rock and decorated by the Aborigines with a frieze of geometrical motifs that make it the most genuine expression of pre-Hispanic mural painting, an exceptional testimony of the artistic and symbolic manifestations of the early Canarians. It is part of a complex of caves excavated in the volcanic rock, with a large and rich field surrounding it, a settlement of over 50 houses and caves dating from the 6th to the 16th centuries. Enjoy the history of the island by discovering this unique settlement, one of the most significant pre-Hispanic legacies in this part of the planet. I bid you farewell now, hoping you have had an enjoyable tour in my company. I would also like to recommend that you continue touring with us other spots of the island of Gran Canaria. They will amaze you. Thank you. And goodbye.